This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to this edition of 6 Minute English with me, Dima Kostenko.
And me, Rebecca Byrne. Hello.
Today we'll be finding out how a small bee has become the cause of a big problem in the UK. And how an environmental organisation has stepped in to rectify it. But first of all, Rebecca, do you mind taking us through some of today's key vocabulary?
No, not at all. I think I'm getting used to becoming your language guide now, Dima.
Excellent. And as you're listening to Rebecca, make sure you keep your ears open, so to speak, because this vocabulary may help you guess the answer to this week's question. Ready? Over to you, Rebecca.
OK, so first of all, we have the expression to be on the decline. I personally wouldn't often use it in my normal everyday conversations. I'd be more likely to say something like to be falling or dwindling or simply getting smaller. But essentially, they all mean the same.
Mm-hmm. So that's to be on the decline.
Yes, that's right. Secondly, the word pests. A pest is an insect or small animal which is harmful to other species or which damages crops. And another phrase for you, the lack of habitat. That's when there is not enough land that provides natural conditions for a species to thrive or sometimes even to survive.
OK, Rebecca, well explained. And now, as usual, a question for you. Can you guess what exactly is the problem caused by the bees? Is it A, that there are too many bees in the UK, B, that the number of bees is growing slower than expected, or C, that the number of bees is in fact falling?
I think I've heard recently that the number of bees is falling, but I'm not completely sure.
OK, we'll check your answer in a minute, after we've listened to the BBC journalist Leslie Ashmore. She tells us what the problem is using the vocabulary we've just discussed.
On the decline, pests and the lack of habitats.
Let's listen.
There are 250 species of bee in the UK, but nearly all are on the decline. The number of honeybees has fallen by 10 to 15% in the last 2 years. Pests and disease is a common problem, as is the lack of habitat and food supply.
Leslie Ashmore explains that over the past 2 years, the number of nearly all species of bees in the UK has been on the decline, which means I think that my earlier guess was correct.
Absolutely, yes.
And apparently an environmental organisation called Natural England is now encouraging people to buy plants that bees like, and even to consider putting a beehive in their garden, balcony or roof, which sounds potentially a little bit risky, I think. But, Dima, why should the falling numbers of bees be seen as a big enough problem to ask a BBC journalist to report on it?
Well, according to Tom Chew, the chief scientist of Natural England, it's what bees naturally do that's important. And not only for the preservation of the environment, but crucially for the economy.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Dima, but when you were talking about what bees naturally do, did you mean they pollinate?
I did, Rebecca, and that's exactly what Tom Tew is saying. He speaks of bees as crucial pollinators.
Pollinators. In other words, creatures that carry pollen grains and fertilise plants.
Yes, and to fertilise, of course, simply means to make a plant grow or produce crops. OK, let's now listen to Tom Tew's explanation of how bees are important economically.
They are crucial pollinators for strawberries, for apples, for raspberries and for the commercial crops like oilseed rape. So they are critically economically important.
So are you tempted to buy a beehive then, Dima?
Me? good question. I don't really think so. Actually, I've always dreamt of having a pet. But it was more like thinking of a cat or a dog. But with my tendency to travel all the time, it would be unfair to have
leave
a pet
the bees.
Leave.
Yeah. Okay, but if you are tempted to get a beehive yourself, don't forget it could be a risky enterprise. Always seek specialist advice.
I will do. And I think I know where to start. Simply follow the links from our website, bbclearningenglish.com. But wait, don't run away to log on just yet, because Rebecca looks like she's just about to remind you of some of the vocabulary we've heard today. Am I right, Rebecca?
Yes, that's right. OK, so we talked about the expression to be on the decline, meaning to get smaller, to shrink. We also talked about some of the reasons why the number of bees is falling. One was pests, and a pest is an insect or small animal which is harmful to other species or which damages crops. And another reason is the lack of habitat. That's when there is not enough land that provides natural conditions for a species to thrive or sometimes even to survive. We also mentioned pollinators. This noun derives from the verb to pollinate, which means to carry pollen grains and fertilise plants. And then Eudema explained that to fertilise means to make a plant grow or produce crops. And finally, I mentioned the word beehive. I didn't quite get the chance to explain what it is, so Dima, maybe you can help?
A beehive. It's probably something like a box where bees live. Is it right?
Yes, I think that's pretty much it. A beehive is a box-like container in which bees are kept so that their honey can be collected quite easily.
Thanks, Rebecca. I'm afraid that's all we have time for today. Until next week.
Goodbye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.